Welcome to Albuquerque Real Estate Talk, episode 486. This week, we've got all the headlines of the week in real estate and locally here in Albuquerque, as well as around the country. I have some updates. I have some forecasts for locally what home prices may do over the next year. We'll talk about that. Tracy's got a story about what buyers and sellers want most from their real estate agents. We'll get into that, as well as there's been a renter survey, which was interesting in why renters are not choosing to purchase. We'll go through that. And of course, a whole bunch of other stuff, real estate's impact on the economy and so on. This is Tico Venturi with, of course, Tracy Venturi. As always, episode 486. Tracy, let's see, this is kind of end of April, I guess, 2024 is where we're at. We'll call it end of April.
It's not really. It's kind of mid-April, but I'm already thinking about Cinco de Mayo. So
yeah, you know. I know. I've seen a lot of stuff about that already. That time of year. It's been pretty nice. I mean, we're getting our spring winds, but the weather's been nice. We've been getting our cool nights, warm, sunny days here in central New Mexico. Pretty happy about that. And people are out there shopping for homes for sure, right?
They are. You know, we've said this on the radio for 10 years, Tego. It starts really getting a lot of buyers out as soon as our weather starts warming up. The trees are greening out, and sunny days, we see a lot of people out shopping for homes. So, Tego, tell us, I know you've got a little update, a lot of updates, you know, but a little quick ones for everybody. Interest rates this week?
Yeah, interest rates. Oof, mortgage interest rate. It was a brutal week. If you know, last week, the Fed, who sets the prime rate, which, you know, or actually sets the Fed rate, which kind of trickles into the mortgage rates. Long story short, inflation came in hotter than expected, which means that with high inflation, the Fed can't lower mortgage rates because when the economy's strong, they got to keep mortgage rate or interest rates high, which slows down the economy because the economy's too strong and interest rates and inflation's too high. Anyway, it's this whole, you know, balance. And the short of it is, mortgage rates went from just under 7 to now
at or
7.5. You know, it's moved about anywhere from a quarter to a half a percent in mortgage rates in the last couple of weeks, which is really tough because that puts a lot of pressure on the home buyers that are out there looking for that home and are already crunched for affordability, which of course is the number one challenge in the housing market right now is affordability.
However, I have some good news about that. Good. So there are certain builders who are offering a low interest rate. They've bought the rate down to help people get into their new homes. So if you're thinking about new construction, we can work with any builder out there and help represent you, help show you all the different ones that are available. And some of them are offering great incentives right now. I know there's a 5.99 interest rate right now being offered by a builder and a few other incentives from different builders. So we can certainly help you, you know, whether you're looking for Albuquerque, Las Lunas, Rio Rancho, wherever for new construction. Those are the main places. There is a couple new neighborhoods going in the Northeast Heights. They are not first time starter homes. No. You know, they're pricey homes, but there are some really great Northeast Heights infill neighborhoods going on right now that we could help you with. But all over the city, there's some options. So with some builder incentives that might help you with your monthly payment.
One of the things that I also wanted to bring up is I don't want to discourage people. If you're really wanting to purchase and you're out there, look for programs like that. Look for, you know, seller incentives, such if it's a builder, right? They're a seller incentive to help buy down the interest rate, right? That's one option. One thing I'm hearing from the mortgage lenders is the Mortgage Finance Authority program, the MFA program.
Down Payment Assistance Program.
Well, it's down payment assistance, but it's not just that. It's also, they have some interest rates that are locked in.
Right.
You may be getting a better interest rate if you go with that program. Of course, you have to qualify it. It's not for everybody. It's not for people that make really good money. It's more for people that are a little bit more.
Well, they have to meet the income guidelines to be below
a limit.
Certain level of income based on family size, actually household size, who lives in the house, not necessarily family. So even if you have roommates together, they can qualify on some of these programs. So very good point, Tego. And, you know,
Say that again.
I pat you on the back. Good job.
Hey, I want to just talk about some home price stats that I've been tracking. And I know the housing market is so odd right now because home sales are slow, right? We can all accept that, right? The number of people selling and number of people purchasing is really at a very long time low compared to, you know, over the last 10 years even, right? You got to go back to like 2012. However, at the same time, prices are still appreciating. Home prices are still going up overall. A couple different stats. One is my monthly tracker of the shift in home values across the entire market. So what this does, it tracks actual value of all home prices. This is something Zillow does where they aggregate all that data that they get about home values in Albuquerque and then come up with an overall value. And what they're tracking right now is, and this was interesting, from February to March, they're saying 1.25% increase in 1 month. Well, that was a big jump in 1 month, but you have to, of course, you know, in the totality, it's that's just 1 month, because in October, November, December, January, all of those months had slight declines, like, you know, 0.5%, you know, like little changes. But now, again, we're hitting that spring. Home prices start to bump up like we see every year. And I've got this heat map, and you can see it on my Facebook page, that shows what home prices do seasonally, or home values, I should say. It's actually not what the sale price is. And just one more stat on that, Tracy, is in 2023, we saw home prices appreciate 6.25%. If we look at March of last year versus March of this year, because that's what the data I have, home prices have appreciated 7.2%. Now, yeah, it's March to March. So, you know, it's, my point is home prices are still going up. Right. That's the end of the story.
We got a call just before we came to record this, Tego, and someone that bought a house with us in early 2022, and they're relocating out of the state unexpectedly.
They are doing well. I know the end of the story, because if they bought then, they're sitting pretty.
House in the Northeast Heights, sort of Wantabo Indian School, Manal, I think, area. And exactly, because home prices have appreciated for their 2 years of ownership, they can move out of state and not end up upside down on their house. You know, we all know about being upside down on a car, right? As soon as you drive it off the lot, right? They say it's worth significantly less.
Right.
Well, the homes, you know, they hold their value, but, you know, as they go up, the cost to sell, you know, they're sitting fine and they can do that. They're going to move back to the northeast part of the country.
Yeah. Well, so, and there's a lot of that going on. And I hear that all over, is that homeowners, for the most part, are sitting really well. Like there's a lot of equity out there. Homeowners are in a very good position financially. It's the non-owned homeowners that are struggling mostly.
Right.
And that's the unfortunate part. I just want to do one more thing on the forecast, on the Zillow numbers, just so I stay on the same subject. Okay. No, we got off subject already, but forecast. So again, Zillow, just so people understand, Zillow has probably the largest, most up-to-date, most current data on every single home in the country. They know everything about homes.
Well, they have
prices.
A huge team of statisticians.
Yes.
Working regularly to analyze the market and make sure they're ahead of the market on what they're doing. And so their data is pretty solid.
There's something I want to say about that. But first, so their forecast for the Albuquerque metro area, the MSA, which is the four counties, they're saying 3.7% this year. Remember, I just said it was 6.25 last year. They're saying 3.7. And if I was doing an over-under bet on this, I would definitely take the over.
Right.
I think it's going to be over 3.7.
Right. Well, you just told us what was February to March was already 1 point.
It was already, just in that 1 month.
In that 1 month.
Yeah,
I know it was probably down a little bit in January and February, but still up overall for those 3 months.
Yeah. So, well, again, just, you know, some stats there. It's just, you know, I know what I wanted to say is, 2005, 2006, 2007, right? When
the market was pretty hot.
A lot of people could see the bubble building, right? But we didn't have good stats. We didn't have good data. We didn't have the type of information and knowledge about what's going on in the housing market the way we do today, which is, again, one more thing that makes this housing cycle very different than that housing cycle. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I don't think we need to keep going back there anymore, but yes, it does make sense. They're very different.
The reason I do is because people keep bringing it up like it's the same, and yeah, it's not.
Not at all. Okay, let's talk about 1 week in our multiple listing service data.
Oh, yes.
298 new properties came on the market.
Okay.
232 closed. So okay, those were ones that had been in pending sale. Yeah,
I keep track here. 298 came on.
291 pending.
Almost equal.
Almost equal. So as fast as things can come on the market, not that there's more than 298. That's just 1 week's worth of data. So the 291 is how many went off the market as pending sale.
How many went off as like canceled and expired? Is those two?
29 canceled, 7 expired.
How about how many back on market, like deals fell through?
56.
Okay. So, sorry, just quick math. Okay, I don't know if this is going to be perfect, but basically it's equilibrium.
Right.
Kind of, you know, pretty much the equal number came on, equal number came off, which is, I'll get the full stats over the weekend, but we should be growing in inventory this time of year.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and 232 closed, those are properties that probably went pending mid-March mm-hmm. that now closed. So we know that, you know, 298 new listings in 1 week. I'll look forward to hearing, Tego, how we're growing inventory, if we're growing inventory.
I don't think we are. That's a problem. I don't think we are. I've, you know, Tracy, I'm on Twitter and I'm engaged with all these housing people all over the country on Twitter or X, and really, really interesting conversations about, you know, just the national housing situation. And lately the conversation has turned to, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this cycle where we have low number of homes being built? We know that demand is way, way farther ahead of supply. However, a lot of that demand are people that can't afford to buy what's available. So, okay, so if interest rates come down, right, let's say interest rates come down into the fives, well, that could spur a lot of people to sell because they're locked in, right, at their low interest rates. At the same time, that's going to spur a whole bunch of people to buy. So, you know, the argument for falling home prices, there, I don't see a path to it. I don't see how that happens. I mean, it's going to be regional stuff and there'll always be regional, but I'm just thinking big picture. So anyway, I don't know. I watched her, you know, I guess it was a podcast with a couple experts, and they were talking about it, and they're just like going, they don't see how this is going to change for 10 years. So anyway, the short of it is, that's real wonky stuff. The short of it is, you know, if you need a place to live, you need a place to live, and you just have to look at your options, either buying, renting,
right,
or roommates or whatever. Yeah. Living at home.
We did see that RV parked along the ditch for a few days, and it looked like they were fishing in the ditch and everything and just living their life with their RV. So you never know. So Tego, let's talk about what buyers, sellers want most from real estate agents. Okay. So story came out, Realtor Magazine, Realtor.com, you know, we like to stay up on these things, right? So what buyers want most is a guide and a coach. I could stop there because really, you know, we do this every day. Most buyers don't, right? So they need a coach. Some of the most...
Can I chime in on that? It's just...
Sure.
I think we all recognize this. We don't know what we don't know, right?
In
everything, right? If I was to go buy an apartment building, I don't know what question. I mean, I've been in real estate all this time and I've invested in single family homes and bought single family homes. I know nothing about buying an apartment building. I maybe know how to analyze the numbers, but that's just me.
Wouldn't know how to do your due diligence.
I don't even know the questions to ask, right? So that's the whole thing. It's like, we don't even know what we don't know.
Right. So to get deeper, they're saying, yeah, they need a coach. They need a trusted advisor. And the different bullet points that were high on the list, helping understand the process was right up there at the top. Pointing out unnoticed features and faults with the property. And we do that regularly, right? We go, mm-hmm. hey, you know, you might need to have the parapets looked at because it looks like you can see from here they're cracking or whatever.
If your patio faces the west and you don't have it covered, that's going to be a problem in the summer.
Right. Negotiating better sales contract terms, providing a better list of service providers like home inspectors, improving the buyer's knowledge of search areas. A lot of times people tell us, well, I want to be here. And as we start working with them, we find out that maybe there's another area that might be better for them. You know, there's all sorts of ways for buyers to search for homes online. They don't need us as realtors really to help them find a house. But oftentimes we are the ones that help them find the house because we know the neighborhoods. We can talk to them and do a buyer consultation or a kind of a strategy session with them.
How many times, Tracy, have we had clients that found a house online and were like, this is the one.
Right.
This is it. I'm sure this is it. And then
you don't sleep all night because you're so excited to go and look at that house the next day.
I don't want to discourage people. Still go, but they go and look at it and went, oh, okay, maybe not. And then
it happens.
And then, well, you had one just recently where you found one that they had not even considered, brought it with,
added
into the list.
Into the list to go look.
Hey, maybe you should look at this one. And that's the one they ended up
just
going
last,
under
last Sunday.
Yeah.
Threw in that extra one.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was perfect. So they're well underway. So back to top what buyers appreciate about having a realtor help them, right? Pointing out unnoticed features or faults in a property.
Yep.
Helping them understand the process.
Yeah, you already did
that. Proving buyer's knowledge of the search area. I already did that. Negotiating a better price, of course.
That's because I interrupted you.
I know.
Got you off track.
Shortening a buyer's home search and expanding the buyer's search area. And that's the one where after we really get to know what they like and what's important to them, we kind of get to know their needs and wants. A lot of times we go, hey, you know, I saw this neighborhood or I saw this house the other day. Let me just see if this might work for you. And that's where we are expanding their search area. So let's talk about sellers. What home sellers want most is to make their home stand out. And to me, that means marketing and ace person on the job, right?
They want. I see it also as good advice on having the home ready, right? Merchandising it.
All sorts of things. But more than one third of home sellers across all age groups relied on a referral from a friend, neighbor, or relative to find their real estate agent, which is interesting. Sellers reported their top criteria for selecting was agent's reputation, their trustworthiness, and how they found them. What sellers want most from real estate agents by level of service, they want to have the home sell within a specific time frame, and they know that we do this every day, and so we can kind of give them an idea how long it's going to take to sell based on the house, the location, the price, the criteria. They want us to help them price the home competitively, help them market the home, or we help the seller market the home to potential buyers, help them know ways to fix up the home to sell it and net the most money, help find a buyer, right? To me, that's the marketing package, but help with negotiation and dealing with buyers, helping with the paperwork, inspections, preparing for settlement, title, working with the lenders, all of the behind the scenes things that it's a lot more than getting the house under contract and they need help with all that, right? How do they reply to when the buyer says, I want this fixed or whatever?
We were having that conversation with our transaction team yesterday and that, you know, there's so many little details that we have to keep track of, right? There's all these different contingencies that are in a purchase agreement that have to do with inspections and financing and title and survey and, you know, all those little details as well as all those dates and deadlines and that you have to keep track of as well.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of due diligence. There's a lot of steps. You know, a lot of people think finding the house is the hard part. Finding the house is one part of it, not always easy, and a lot of competition these days, but getting through all the rest of the steps, you know, we have the first negotiation is negotiating on the price and terms to go under contract.
Right.
But then we have other negotiations like repairs, right? The buyer has their time to do due diligence and then request repairs or request money in lieu of repairs or terminate the contract because they're not comfortable with the condition of the house. So that's where the realtor really gets involved with other realtor and just, you know, our job is to facilitate and help people come to a win-win on both sides, right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, can be a pretty heavy negotiation point. But there's also appraisals. Sometimes the appraisal doesn't justify the sales price and that can result in another negotiation or another possibility where the contract could fall out, right? Somebody doesn't come to terms. So anyway, we go through this every day and that's exactly, you know, all the things that are in this report are the reasons why people choose to have help with buying and selling. Over 90%, it says, you know, use a realtor for this. So
yeah, which is interesting because he's, again, we go back to the days when internet first started, you know, we started putting homes on the internet. And it was this whole, you know, there was this whole belief that, oh, that's the end of the real estate agent. We don't need him anymore. And
people just click a button and buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually what's happened since 2006, kind of when like Zillow launched and a lot of those, you know, kind of national home search websites, the use of real estate agents actually has increased.
Right.
Real estate brokers. I'm sorry. We're brokers in New Mexico. We're not agents. So,
Anyway, this is Tracy Antigo Venturi with Real Broker here in the Albuquerque metro area. You can reach us. Give us a ring, 505-448-8888. Really easy number, 448-8888.
Well, and we were having another conversation on our team, just like everybody needs like a real estate agent, right? Everybody needs their insurance person. Everybody needs their tax person. Everybody needs their Well, not everybody, but a lot of people need their lawyer, right? You need
your hair person. You didn't think of that.
But of course I did.
A lot of us need that trusted.
Hey, I got great clips. What else do I need? Come on. Those guys, they're great over there.
Yeah.
$20.
Anyway, so we need our dentist. We need our doctor. Yes. We need our trusted realtor resource.
Well, and I think, remember, you know, we're here for you. Even if you're not buying or selling, if you just got questions, you're just wondering what's going on, whatever it is, if you're just curious what your home value is, we're here to help. So, you know,
totally.
Lean on us for that. I wanted to talk about
something stat related.
Of course. Okay. Well, it is stats, but it's the economy and the impact of real estate on the economy and the local economy here in New Mexico in particular. And every year, the National Association of Realtors, which is, you know, the big entity that is getting a lot of hated on these days, and that's a whole other conversation. I don't want to go down that road, but they do a lot of really good stat work. They also do a lot of good lobbying work. In fact, they just had two wins at the U.S. Supreme Court related to impact fees. So, you know, getting off track here, but they do a study every year and they look at what's the total economic impact for every home sale. They do it for the entire country and then they break it down by state. So for New Mexico, the total economic impact of one home sale is $107,800. So basically $108,000 for every home sale. And how that breaks down is about...
I was going to say, Tigo, you know, that number, if you don't really know the breakdown, it sounds like it makes no sense. You're like, absurd. Yeah, right. It's absurd. How could that be? But go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, so the breakdown is you have about $30,000 in income, you know, generated in the real estate industry. So that's, you know, us and our professional fees. It's the mortgage people. It's the title people. It's the home inspectors. It's, you know, all the people that are part of a real estate transaction.
And then it's the repair people. It's the home stores. It's moving companies.
That's broken out though too. So expenditures related to your home purchase, and that's that type of stuff, right? It's the furniture and remodeling expenses. And, you know, every time there's a home purchase, there's going to be furniture purchase. There's going to be maybe some remodeling done. There's going to be 20 runs to Lowe's or Home Depot, right?
Or Target.
Yeah. And then there's...
you need a new doormat, right?
Yeah.
Target.
And then there's this thing they call the multiplier effect, which is basically of all that income from all those things, it multiplies into the economy as well. And they put about $16,000 on that. And the last one, which is the big one, about $55,000. And the National Association of Home Builders does this study and they say, okay, so for every home sold, there's this multiplier effect on having a new home built, if that makes sense. Ah. So what they're saying is for every six homes that sell that are a resale home, you're going to have one new construction home built. And that one new construction home built has another $50,000
Impact. Interesting.
So, well, no, and actually, I didn't do the math right quick. But anyway, that's the breakdown. The thing that I found interesting, though, and this is what I was thinking about, is like, okay, in 2020, let's just say this year, up through today, we have about 3,500 less homes sold this year than we did in 2019, which was a, quote, normal year, right? That's $377 million less
impact
into the local economy because, and that's just Metro Albuquerque. That's not the whole state. 377 million less.
Yeah.
And we know that if we had more homes to sell, there would be more people buying homes. If we had affordability in order, bless you. If we had affordability in order, there'd be more homes selling. And all of it goes back to supply, lack of supply, lack of construction, difficulty with getting homes approved, getting deals or subdivisions approved. You know, people always talk about infill. There was this big thread I had going with some people around the state that are housing people on X. And it's just like everybody says, oh, we want infill. We don't want sprawl. We want infill. We want to do infill into, you know, neighborhoods. And there's some of that. You know how difficult that is?
Very.
There was a builder here in town you and I know very well. And his specialty was infill projects. He's like, I'm going to be that guy. I am going to be the infill expert. I'm going to take these, you know, little pockets of land that are all over the city, and I'm going to build these infill projects. After doing, I don't know, he did quite a few of them. He's like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. It's too difficult with the city. It's too difficult fighting with the neighbors. It's just not worth the hassle. And it's unfortunate because people complain about the sprawl and say do infill, but yet at the same time, infill is really difficult to do. So
yep.
Anyway, back to this whole thing, the economic impact. If there was there was a lot of loss in the economy because we've had a lot less home sales.
Right. That's where you started this conversation.
Right.
Right. And I don't know. You kind of lost me when you said X, and I thought, X. We still call it Twitter.
Twitter.
I know, sorry. You said X, and I went, oh, yeah, it is X.
Sorry, I had to make you think about it.
Yeah, it sounds so odd to call it X, but yeah, it is X. Okay, so good information, Tego. You know, the upcoming, not this weekend, but next weekend and the weekend after is the Parade of Homes.
Oh, yeah.
So if you love to go visit those Parade of Homes, get your copy of the Sue Casa magazine, wherever it might be, and a lot of our lender partners have magazines. If you don't have one, let us know. We can certainly get you one. But it'll be in the Albuquerque Journal, and it's online. Parade of Homes. Let's see. Enchanted. There's a website for it. We'll tell you about it.
Homes of Enchantment Parade, I think, is what it's called. Something like that. But if you just search, you know, Parade of Homes, Albuquerque, you'll find it.
Right.
You'll find it.
So next weekend, the last weekend in April and the first weekend in May, we've got the Parade of Homes, so you can start looking through them and plan your route. And Tego, how are things going with our notice of values for our tax estimates?
Well, and I just wanted to bring that up because I want to remind everybody, we sent a video out to all of our clients. We've done it on the show. I want to bring it up again, is that you should have received a notice of value.
If you own a property,
land, house, whatever it is, if you own a property, you should have got a notice of value. The important thing to remember is that you only have until the end of this month, the end of April, to protest what they say your value is. So if you think your value, if they overvalued your property, you can protest that and tell them, you know, ask them to reappraise it and get a new value. The reason that's important is that your taxes that you get charged are based on that
property,
value.
Property taxes.
Yeah.
So this is the notice of what they valued your house out at. And in November, you get the actual tax bill, which is for the beginning of this year, because we pay in arrears here.
So it's that time of year. So just look for that if you haven't done it
and
yet.
And the notice of value, whether it's Valencia County, Sandoval County, Bernalillo County, the document that you received in the mail is very clear on how you file a protest. And if you need help.
Don't forget about Torrance.
And Torrance.
Santa Fe County, Edgewood.
So yeah, any of those counties, it's very clear.
Yeah.
How to file a protest. But if you need some data and you feel like your neighbor's house sold for less or whatever to justify that yours is valued too high, just give us a call and we'll do some research for you and see if we can find some data to support you in your protest.
And right on the homepage of our website, we do have an instant value calculation tool. Plug in your address. It'll give you a you know, automated valuation based on math. and that'll kind of just do a quick sanity check, so you can always do that. And our website is welcomehomeabq.com, and we are the Venturi Realty Group of Real Broker here in Albuquerque area. Tracy, how do people get a hold of us if they want to call?
Best is 448-8888. And you know it's in the 505.
Of course.
Okay. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Facebook. Find us right here on your favorite radio station.
Yeah. I should really get myself a Substack, but I post all my market news, market update stats on my Facebook page. You can find me there. It's Tego, T-E-G-O, Venturi.
Yep. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Take care.